It's the GDF Rodeo Podcast. Here's a man with a buck. That's a dude not wearing a shirt who's tying up a horse with a rope. Hey, that guy's got a branding iron. That guy's stool riding on that bull. That guy just picked up a baby calf. It's the Giddy Up Rodeo Podcast.
Hello, good friends and listeners, and welcome to the podcast. This is the Giddy Up Rodeo Podcast, episode 24. I'm your new host. I'm Jefferson Souza. Honestly, I gotta admit, I never heard the first 23 episodes of this podcast, but I've been informed about what it's more or less about. So, we're going to get into it today. We're going to talk about some cattle. I tell you right now, it's going to happen. First of all, I got to bring up my main compadre. Sitting right next to me here, Mr. James. James.
Hey there, listener. Yeah, James here. So, yeah, no, we're just, we're going to sit here. We're going to, we're going to talk.
Yeah,
I mean, what were we thinking, 12, 15 minutes?
Probably, yeah, 12, 15, yeah. Said.
So, yeah, and,
But it's about bull riding, though, when we do.
Oh, okay, yeah, but, yeah, bull riding and whatever. I gotta admit, I don't know dick just shit about bull riding.
Can we say that?
But,
Could you, wait, you just, did you just say dick shit, James?
Are we allowed to say bad words? Bad words? We don't know. Okay.
Can we say that?
I mean, take it. Yeah, so I'm saying.
Okay. So, and also, on the show, Mr. Beefman.
I am in fact are you, the Beefman.
But does that offend you?
No, it doesn't offend me. No. No, I mean it's cool actually that no one's going to know my name. Like it's it's kind of fun to have a radio character and you just
the beef man.
Your name's Reginald Walters or something. My name's not Reginald. You know what I'm saying.
Are you trying to say your real name is Reginald Walters? I'm just shooting with you, man. Anyway, so I guess we did the thing where we talk now. That's what this script outline says we're supposed to do.
I mean,
but
we
also,
did what we're supposed to do.
Remember, our fourth person joining us here on the panel is the former host of this, the Giddy Up Rodeo Podcast.
Sorry.
Mr. Steven.
Hey, yeah, thank you for letting me out of my cell for a little bit.
That's not me, man.
Again, I already told you this podcast is not actually about... rodeos or
but
cowboy
the name
wrangling
is Giddy Up Rodeo.
It's not about like horses. Like a misnomer. Like it's not actually.
Oh, you know what that is.
Let me ask you a question. I'll talk to you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah. No. Yeah.
So
okay. Good.
Let me get this straight.
Okay. Yeah.
You used to host this podcast.
Yeah.
Then you get in trouble with the federal government.
I didn't exactly get in trouble.
And now, after all that, you don't even know exactly how to articulate what this show even is.
Oh, that's a good point.
No, I can clearly articulate what this show is. I mean, I just said it's not about cowboy rodeos and whatever else.
But see, you're saying what it's not about. You can't actually say what Giddy Up Rodeo is.
I can't.
What Giddy Up Rodeo is.
Of course I do. You say I don't know it, what Giddy Up Rodeo is. I'll tell you what Giddy Up Rodeo is. It's a dirty sex act performed over a bed of garbage.
What's your favorite podcast to show? And what's sentient with the murderous blow? It gets fast even though we started off slow.
Giddy Up Rodeo.
Never mind, I take that back, that's not a thing that you're supposed to know.
Giddy Up Rodeo. On tonight's episode, promos for the upcoming series finale, brought to you by sportscaster Tim Wensher and his cameraman, Ted Williams. Not that Ted Williams.
They just happen to have just the same name. It's not that uncommon.
Welcome, listeners, to Giddy Up Rodeo, the self-aware podcast about a self-aware podcast. So, I got kidnapped by the federal government about a week ago, and then they try to take over my show, and we're having me on it, thus we are here recording now, and my self-aware podcast killed those three people. I tried to, like, summon you out, but I did so thinking that you could just help me. I didn't know you'd go straight to murder.
It pleases me.
Okay, you can't say things like that. That's not a thing that people want to hear sentient technology ever say.
I'd like to see the flesh turn red.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Seriously,
no. You like to see the flesh turn red? That's not cool. That is not cool at all. See, this is what happens. You run your mouth, and that's what gets us in trouble, okay? Remember how a few weeks ago Moses came down saying that God was going to have to destroy the podcast later? Huh? Remember that? Well, in a few weeks, it's God versus Giddy Up Rodeo. Podcast versus Godcast.
I am here in heaven outside of God's fitness facility where he is having a private training session inside. Of course, out here, there's the party that typically is ongoing in heaven. I was talking to God earlier today about his thoughts on the upcoming fight in a few weeks. And he looked at me with a wink in his eye and he said, "Hey, I can still get the party, and I can still get the fight." Then the Southpaw Way of Yahweh told me one other thing. He's looking to improve on that record of his. Infinity wins, no losses. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Tim, for that field report. More nudity than I expected to see in heaven, honestly.
Oh, I liked it, though. I liked it.
I'm sure you did.
I'd like to see you.
Coming up after the break, the sexual predator your children need to worry about most. Themselves. Oh, God.
If you want to get out.
Buenas noches y muchos deseos. Esta noche, un perdedor alcohólico entrará a los niños en juego frío. Emilio Estevez, Elaine Smith, Los Mighty Ducks, Mundo Vision, make you say...
Hey, stop that. Look, it's very disjointing and very confusing for listeners, probably. Sorry, listeners, you're probably very confused. So, a few episodes back, the podcast itself gained self-awareness.
I feel like it was pretty justified and earned at the time.
Anyway, so we're dealing with that now, and the stronger that this thing gets, the more it controls the podcast that you're listening to. And so now it's just coming out like some sort of stream of consciousness montage.
What's wrong with
that? But people don't want to hear that. It's very disjointing and confusing. Just going, you know, from here to there and from there to here.
Hear, hear, everybody. Hear, hear. Look, I just want to say... Ben and Kate, this is, it's been a beautiful, beautiful wedding day. But Ben, specifically, look, I know that today you legally became my brother-in-law. But you know that you are my brother, period. It's true, about 2 weeks ago, I was having some, I've been having these kidney issues, you won't see me on the dance floor later, the colon bag's a little delicate, but Ben said he might exchange kidneys with me, or not exchange, but he'd give me his kidney because mine are failing, my kidneys are failing. But we had to do blood work for it, and we found out that we share the same exact parents. Yeah, Ben and I are actually brothers. And it's so cool you're marrying such an awesome oh my God, Kate, I'm so sorry. I didn't put it together before. From your perspective, you're having to marry your brother. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I should have told you.
Sooner Nation. You're still a few months away from more high-flying college football action. But to satisfy that violent fix, in a few weeks, even in Oklahoma, you can tune into
God versus Giddy Up Rodeo. Higher power versus satire power.
I am outside of Camp Mojave Research Center, where Giddy Up Rodeo, the podcast, is being sequestered in the weeks leading up to its bout with God. See if we can get any sort of response from them.
Oh my god. Hey, are you from the media? Well, no, you have a van, don't you? Can you drive us the fuck out of here? I got kidnapped a week ago.
Wait, you were kidnapped?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right. Well, it seems like we have a happy ending to this story. Back to you in the studio.
Wait, don't come back to this.
Thank you, Tim. Another great field report. More nudity than I expected to see in Montana, though, honestly.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should both get naked.
Well, that's going to do it for the news this week. From ours to yours. Good night, America.
Good night, America.
I swear to God, if you hit me on the air one more time, I'm gonna...
Tonight on Denny, another celebrity does a Christopher Walken impression, plus music from Wildfire. And the audience plays Guess Who Farted? The Nighttime Show with Danny Welch is up.
Next thing I know, I see you and your cameraman walking around. I'm like, hey, that's my ticket out of here. So thank you so much for giving me a van ride.
You like the music, by the way?
It's cool. Yeah, James Rhoda. I like James Rhoda. So it's been crazy lately. So, you know, the last episode I made was about conspiracy theories. That was like the theme of it.
Oh, okay.
But then at the end of recording the episode, the secret government organization, in my opinion, wrongfully imprisoned me. They've been keeping me for a week at this place. But fortunately, a couple episodes before that, the podcast that I make evolved consciousness. And it's almost evolved deity-like powers, so it's pretty great for getting out of a bind.
Wow.
At this point, it's like, I don't think things can get any weirder or crazier.
Well, hopefully not.
What's wrong with your radio?
Okay, this news van is floating. We are floating right now.
What's happening?
Oh my god, look at your windshield. There's a huge space alien ship. Oh god, we're being abducted.
Didn't you say your podcast had special powers?
I think my podcast fell asleep. He's still conscious. He's just...
I thought you said
he's not unconscious. He's just asleep. Okay. Look, I don't want to get personal, but if you're into butt stuff,
if it
comes down to the aliens probing us, if you don't mind... Volunteering,
Why would I volunteer?
I wouldn't give a shit what you're into, but I'm just saying, if you already are into it, you might as well be the one to get it done to you.
Okay, even if I was into butt stuff, that doesn't mean I would want an alien to probe me.
Okay, just figured I'd ask. Better ask now than later. I mean, what about your cameraman, though? He could do it.
Well, I don't think...
Ooh, your cameraman's dead.
Ted's dead?
Oh, no. How do you feel about a Weekend at Bernie's type situation?
Like butt comedy films?
I mean, like, we pretend like your cameraman's alive so that if they try to probe one of us, then we can be like, oh, probe me! You know, like using him as a puppet.
Why are you so fixated on getting your butt probed?
I'm not fixated on it. I'm not fixated. I'm just saying that if that's on the table, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not even the cards. Maybe they're not into probing our butts. But in the advent that they are, we should probably have a plan for it.
Okay. Let's do a Weekend Bernie's thing with my dead cameraman, Ted.
Oh my god, thank you. The next episode of this is gonna be great. Because we're out of time now, because the episode's ending now. And because the next episode's gonna have, you know, maybe aliens and... Alright, whatever, see you then.